Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got injury updates and lineup advice right now for you on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to the show. Not a ton of news this morning, thankfully. That's a good thing here. Mark Andrews is expected to play. We're going to start with this Baltimore game here. But real quick, you'll start Andrews. Is there any interest still in Isaiah Likely?
Not likely that he does much besides maybe score a touchdown. I would not, in a tight end premium league, if it's deep and you have a couple flexes, maybe you're in that big of a jam, but I would prefer to stay away.
How much more, what are the legs on that Likely pun? Like, are we gonna just forever?
No, I doubt. I mean, what are the odds on him being fantasy relevant again if Mark Andrews doesn't have an injury?
Not likely.
Probably gonna fade away.
Yeah. Gus Edwards, according to Adam Schefter last night, he's likely to play but be limited. Ian Rappaport saying he's not likely to play, but he'll test it out in a pregame warm-up. So one way or the other, you're not gonna get much, if anything, from Gus Edwards this week. So where did you move Kenyon Drake against the Panthers?
He is actually now my highest ranked running back in this game. Both wow. He and Deontay Foreman right around RB20. I've got Drake at 19, Foreman at 20 in full PPR. A decent start.
Start him over DeAndre Swift, I'm sure. What about Jamal Williams?
I would start Jamal Williams over him. I would start him, though, over Ezekiel Elliott, the Washington Commanders running backs, Devin Singletary.
What about Tony Pollard?
I would start Pollard over him.
All right, so we might as well just knock out Zeke then. He's expected to play. So based on what you just said, seems like Pollard's a good start. Zeke is not.
No, I wouldn't say it's that big a deal. Like, they were all in the same range. It's Pollard around RB18, Zeke around RB23, 24, depending on the format. Like him a little bit better in non-PPR than I do full. I'm projecting the carries to be split evenly just because I have no reason to really think they're going to totally go away from Zeke. But Pollard has been great lately.
Doug in our chat here says, would you start Keenan Allen over Paris Campbell? And, you know, we don't know for sure that Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are playing. The reports are good. It's a Sunday night game. What do you do with the Chargers, guys?
I feel more confident in Mike Williams. The phrasing around Mike Williams seems to be a little bit more confident. So I'm starting Mike Williams over just about anybody. He's a top 15 wide receiver for me this week. Keenan Allen's not far behind. I would, if I have Keenan Allen, like to have a backup plan. So if I could, and there's plenty to go get. You could even go get somebody on the Chiefs like a Justin Watson or Sky Moore, because they're going to be shorthanded at wide receiver. You could go get DeAndre Carter maybe still. But I'd like to have a backup plan with Keenan Allen.
All right. Marquise Brown, have we heard anything that leads us to believe that he's going to play? And how does it affect your Rondale Moore decisions?
I've heard nothing at all, and so I'm moving forward as if he's not going to play. I'm not 100% sure in his very first game, especially now that they're without Zach Ertz, that we would just see Rondale Moore's targets disappear anyway. So Moore is a high-end number two wide receiver. I would start Mike Williams over him, but I still want to start Rondale Moore.
What about Kyler? What do you do if you have to make a 1 p.m. or a 4 p.m. decision versus Kyler?
I would like to have Colt McCoy as my backup, because I don't think there are any streaming options that are going to be significantly better than Colt McCoy. So I would just have Colt McCoy and put him on the bench behind Kyler and start whoever starts for Arizona at quarterback. Okay. If I have another quarterback who is in that top 12-ish range, I'm just starting that guy.
But you got to play it safe. You can't sit here on Sunday morning expect Kyler Murray to play, right?
No, but if it's a choice between picking up Kenny Pickett or even Marcus Mariota or Matt Ryan, I would just pick up Colt McCoy.
All right, that's interesting because I do have a Mariota and Kyler league, so I will consider that. That's a good point. DJ Chark is going to play, and I bring it up because I think he's 16% rostered. You can look at his early season stats, but he hasn't played a game without Josh Reynolds and TJ Hockenson. So I just think it's such a bad week for wide receiver. I actually am going to start DJ Chark in one league, three receiver PPR. What do you think about DJ Chark?
So I just updated this morning, and I've got Chark projected for 5 targets in this game. I would start him over Jahan Dotson, Chase Claypool, DeMarcus Robinson, guys in that range. But he did not crack my top 48 wide receivers. It's a little bit too much for me to get too excited about a guy who's now playing what, his 4th game of the season. Everybody else is in midseason form, and he's working his way back in. I don't know how many snaps to expect. I don't know how many targets to accept. And I don't think he's posted a catch rate above 40% in 2 seasons. So, like, it was back in 2020, the last time we saw him even catching 40% of his targets.
Okay. And according to Ian Rappaport, the Cowboys and Giants are the favorites to sign Odell Beckham. How about that? It could be a couple weeks, or at least after the Thanksgiving game that the two teams are playing. All right, I'm going to read questions for about 30 seconds here. Najee Harris or Jamal Williams, PPR?
Jamal.
Would you bench Rondale Moore for Chris Olave?
I would not.
You'd rather have Olave? Oh no, you'd rather have Moore.
I'd rather have Rondale Moore than Chris Olave.
Is Josh Palmer still okay, or should I go with Cooks or Pacheco in PPR?
I would probably just not start Cooks, and if Keenan Allen's out, I'll play Palmer, and if Keenan Allen plays, I'll play Pacheco.
Start one in PPR: Keenan Allen, Kadarius Toney, or Jamal Williams.
Same thing. In full PPR, yeah, I'd probably bench Jamal Williams. I'd play Allen if he plays. I'd play Toney if he doesn't. I love the fact that all these guys who have Chargers have Chiefs. That's
fantastic. Great. Wakey, wakey, Adam. Looks like he rolled out of bed. It's somewhat accurate. Swift or Warren, half PPR?
I'll go Swift.
Chark or Justin Watson?
That's a spot where I'd probably just go ahead and play DJ Chark.
Last one. DJ Moore or Deontay Johnson, half PPR?
I've got DJ Moore higher.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Hope you didn't draft DJ Moore. You obviously did. And Deontay Johnson. That's tough luck there. Thanks for watching and listening. Good luck. We'll talk to you tonight, 8 p.m. or so Eastern time, to recap the game. See you later.